Okay, good evening, everybody. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see. As most of you probably know, the topic for tonight is the chip seal roads that we're going to do this summer. It's just the one and only topic for tonight, so it should be pretty quick in here. Obviously, this is going to be,
Do you need a call?
Call the order? You're probably right. Be official.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. What time? 5:31 we started. I'll declare a quorum with all three board members present. Call me in order?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Let's see, where was I?
Chip seal.
Obviously, this is going to be, I'd say it's kind of like parenting. It's emotionally expansive. You're going to have higher highs and lower lows. So I'm going to, if your road didn't get picked, I'm going to apologize. If your road did get picked, please don't dance in front of everybody else. I'm trying not to look specifically at anybody to give anything away. I've got a sheet that goes through a lot of the criteria that we use, and I'll show you some of the numbers. And we'll walk through that. We, met again this morning with APAC and with Butler County. APAC to help us with some of the road prep, and Butler County to do the chip seal. So we're looking at late July for the road prep, and August 15th roughly for the chip seal. And that's with, Butler and APAC. They are finalizing, Butler said we don't even need to do a contract with them. It's more a, it's a verbal agreement, but definitely we'll know the numbers before actually doing it. It's probably going to be just under $40,000 per mile. That's for a prime coat of oil and a double coat of chip seal. And the road prep with APAC is going to be just under $30,000 for the road base work, which is the grading, crowning material, getting the road ready. We'll still be doing the ditches, trees, and culverts. We expect to have Randy back probably best case in 2 weeks from now. And then, worst case would be a month from now. But we have more developments there that we'll talk about next Thursday at our regular meeting. So let's see, total, I'll come back to that.
You need help?
Sorry?
You need help?
Nah, that's all right.
Is the road in the same location?
Yeah, next Thursday.
All right, so I guess the highlight numbers right off the top. The two roads we picked were 140th from Butler Road to Prairie Creek, and then 170th from where the current chip seal project ended at Prairie Creek, continuing to go east. That one, we're not going to go the full mile. We're going to go just past all the houses on the east end and turn that corner. Just in our tenure here, or mine and Katie's anyway, in the past 4 years, that curve at Meadowlark and 170th down there has flooded probably three or four times with the river coming up there. So not only there's no houses there, that would benefit from any dust control, but obviously having the chip seal flood multiple times would be kind of just a waste of money, frankly. Okay, so as you can see on here with the mile and then the three-quarter mile, they're going to get a final on that. It's three-quarters to 0.8 roughly there. So like I said, with the 40,000 on the chip seal, 30,000 estimate on the prep, that's 70,000. 75% of that for the three-quarter mile is 52,500. So those together is 122,500. We had some money that we put in for the rural spend for culverts, and a little bit of sand, a little bit of gravel as far as if we have to replace a culvert. The water truck is being finalized right now, refitted so we can actually spray out of it. So we're going to try to just clear out as many culverts as we can as opposed to replacing them. So at 122,000 plus the little bit that we put in, we're estimating $135,000 cost for this mile and three quarter. We carried over $105,000 from last year, so it's just $30,000 coming out of this year, roughly $30,000 coming out of this year's budget to go towards this project. Looking at the columns, the first column, the initial 2016 traffic count, that was the one we did with the pneumatic hoses and the road counters back then. It was the count was okay. It matched some other numbers we had. The hoses deteriorated, and they were very weather dependent. So we tried something different with this 2018 count. This was October, November. And we tried to do it with the trail cameras only. I'll be honest, it didn't work that well. The numbers didn't really match up. We put out two cameras at a time, trying to match the cameras to each other. And the numbers there, these are the high numbers that came out of either of the two cameras on those roads. Like you'll see on Prairie Creek there, number two, 170th, there was snow a couple of the days that we had those cameras out. So I do think that that affected the count there. The 180th, the count there. Speed, that number was so far down that it seemed like the cameras weren't catching cars. They were going by so fast. And we even, the first couple of times that we put them out, we actually put them out at right angles to the road, which then your field of vision is like this. We even changed it so that the field of vision would be 50 to 70 yards down the road. And there were still cars that, I mean, we literally were catching bumpers, 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 and then not. So unfortunately, the trail cameras really, they weren't great, I'll be honest. The next column was KDOT. That was, had found a resource site, or some information, I should say. Bill Hughes from KDOT, they do counts, but they only do them on our level of roads once every 9 years. And they say without any extraneous circumstances, such as a new school, a new big apartment complex, a new whatever, that they consider those counts good for 9 years. So that one was, they had a count right at the railroad tracks in 170th of that 325. excuse me. As we go on the road base, and the next few columns there, those were just the numbers that we tried to estimate each road and grade and give it a grade as far as how close to ready is it to be prepped and chip sealed. Yeah, sorry, 140th has very little trees and actually some kind of wide flat ditches. That just need a bit of work. 170th, and this was also confirmed this morning with Butler and APAC. Both of those roads are a little too wide. 140th in particular had some spots that were in the 28, almost 30 feet wide. And so one of the ways that we're gonna come up with ditches is to actually bring the roads back in to 24 feet. So that'll, number one, it'll give us material that we're pulling from the sides, which helps raise the road itself. We'll add in, if that's all silt and sand and all that, we're going to add rock to it. But also that gets us back to a 24-foot road, which is less maintenance cost going forward than trying to maintain a 30-foot road. The culverts on there, this is worst case scenario. You can see the little asterisks all the way down the very left-hand corner. Those numbers are possible driveway culverts, then cleanouts, then under the road culverts. And just self-explanatory. The driveway ones are some of the smaller ones, the 18-inch, you know, 18, 20 feet wide. The under-the-road culverts are bigger, obviously. It'll take a little more work. But like I said, we're going to try and clean out as many as possible as opposed to replacing them. Ditches completed. Again, 140th already has big, flat, kind of wide-open spaces, so we'll just need a little bit of work there. 170th, particularly on the second curve, as you're curving from south to east, that whole entrance into the Bannon addition back there, that whole ditch range, and there's some trees encroaching. That's just going to take a lot more work right in there. And as you get to the far east corner, there's actually a concrete culvert that goes under the road that we're going to need a little bit of work on there as well. And then finally, the number of houses that were on that section of mile or partial mile, just to try and get an indicator of at least right on that section how many houses were impacted. Obviously, that doesn't take in traffic's on the other side. So those were our criteria. That's how we tried to come up with a reasonable number. Like I said, we're going for late July on the prep and August on the chip seal. If we get into September or October too far, it gets too cold, or we run the risk of it getting too cold. And the oil and rock then doesn't stick as well and just doesn't do as good a job. Any questions?
Just clarification, it's going to be APAC to provide the base and the county to do the chip seal.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to, as we're doing the ditches, we're going to try and pull up material if APAC needs to pull up more. Because you can't just grab everything all at once because it's full of either weeds, grass, small trees, stuff like that. So you have to get that organic material out of there. You can't just dump it on the road. So little by little, as you pull that up. So APAC will pull a little bit of that if they need to, if it's still there. And then they will add rock, roll, water, and crown, and do that final prep work on the surface. Sir?
So as I understand this, that this 1 through 6, that is the order that you're going to do them?
That's how they came out right now. What we did was we took the top 10 busiest roads from the last time we did the count. Going into next summer, we'll have another discussion as to whether we should recount again, because we don't know for a fact yet, but we have a theory that once you chip seal a road, it might change the traffic patterns. So if we have a traffic count on this road this year, we chip seal the road next to it, it might change that road for the following summer. So I can't guarantee that this is the order, but I have to imagine it would probably be very close to that, yeah.
So you're planning in 140 to be the first one you're going to do?
These two are going to be done at the same time. They'll be done within the same...
Which two is that?
Number one and number two, okay. 140th and 170th. Okay. Those are the ones for this summer. APAC said they need about a week to a week and a half. So they'll do both roads over the course of a week to week and a half. Butler needs, actually just, wow, this is gonna be interesting. They only need a day to do the chip seal, but they like to put down their prime coat of oil and let it sit for, I think he said 16 to 18 hours without being driven on. And so we gotta figure out how we're gonna do that. I don't know.
Thing you had to do with the others, right? The first round?
I know. I don't understand that. APAC, well, it was a catch-22. APAC said we needed 4 hours minimum. They preferred longer, but we obviously said with all the traffic, 4 hours would be better. We did 3.25 miles. On 2.25 miles, it worked fine. The 1 mile on 160th, or sorry, 3/4 mile on 160th, we don't think the prime coat was down long enough, and that's why we got all the clumps that we did. Created the issues where they had to literally come back in and scrape the entire mile, and we had to redo it. I'm just going by what Butler says they've had success with in the past. He was saying that actually other municipalities and townships come to them for advice on chip sealing because they do so much of it. They do close to 100 miles a summer. So I don't know. We've got to figure out how we're going to. I know that's a big ask of people, but I'm hoping that if we start talking about it now, that people think short-term pain, long-term gain on that regard.
I think the biggest issue last time was a surprise to a lot of people.
I know. So. And that was, yeah, that unfortunately was weather-driven in that we had about a two-week span where the date got changed four times
right.
as to when they were going to start the project.
Right.
And I'm really hoping that doesn't happen again. Any
other? Number of
Ed?
Houses? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
On the number of houses for number three?
Yep.
They're just counting the houses that are actually on that road. They're not counting the houses that go back in that housing addition?
Correct. Yeah, the ones that would be dusted.
But those are actually houses on the mile as well, in that mile as well.
Well, for instance, on 170th, we didn't count the Bannon addition back there because it wasn't right on that mile as far as, I guess that was more about dust alleviation.
Because those same cars, they have to use that road to get in and out from their addition.
I understand, but those people get counted in the car count. It's not like they're left off. They are counted in the car count. The houses was just an additional piece of data for, like I said, the dust control.
And I personally would like to hold off on County Line Road for a little bit longer because I want to see if maybe we can negotiate with the neighboring township to see if they might be willing to chip in a little bit of money.
Yeah. Well, but not longer than next summer if that's the way the numbers work out.
Yeah. It's
not like you're saying we're going to push it out 3 years or anything.
No, it gives us a little bit of time to start negotiating, seeing if we can't get them to agree to chipping in a little bit of money since it is technically a shared road between the townships.
It's more than technical. Those people own out to the middle of that road. And if we make an improvement, it's improving their property value.
Well, and that's kind of why I would like to see if we can't get an agreement set up to where we can.
Because in my mind, it's not if.
Well, it also, I mean, I looked up their, that's Gypsum Township, and I looked up their budget. They have, they had a $200,000 budget 2 years ago. No, sorry, the other way around. 2 years ago, they had a $3,000 budget. 2 years ago, they had a...
$300,000?
Jamie, sorry.
He said
2 years ago, they had a $300,000 budget. Last year, they had a $200,000 budget. I think the $300,000 had some special carryover money that they then used. Last year, they had a $200,000 budget. So whether they have the money to, you know, to put in for this, I don't know.
I don't know. I've driven them all, you know, my interest in this. But when you get out there in the middle of our township, it gets really bad. And you know that as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep referring to 170th past 77, the road that goes from Douglas to Augusta. It's a well-maintained,
right.
paved highway. 170th is paved from there almost to the county line on the east. And you can go a mile or two and there's not a house. So there must have been some thought back in those days to have an artery east and west. And the reason they stopped at 77 is because of that river.
But do we know if that was county money or local township money?
I don't know. But in the grand scheme of things, it just said that was that thoroughfare should
right.
have been countywide. And the only reason they stopped is the river. But if you go up north to Gordon, it is paved from 77 to that bridge that goes to nowhere, and then it's
right.
paved from the quarry to Santa Fe Lake Road, and it stops again.
Right.
But there is no real artery between 150th and 210, or 200, whatever that is down there.
I'd argue that we don't want an artery coming through the middle of township.
as far as
those trucks that are coming through here.
I agree, except those trucks come anyway.
True,
and
that's fair enough.
There's no...
Is there any recourse we can do against those trucks coming from the...
No.
Nothing?
We've looked into it. It just...
They used to get on them and they'd avoid it by gentleman's agreement, but there's no legal thing that you can keep them out right.
Yeah. I mean, literally, 3 years ago, we thought about, half jokingly, as a solution was putting up, You know, you see the gateways over the front of a driveway, and putting gateways up on all the boundary roads with a 12-foot height limit or a 10-foot height limit.
But then farmers like Gail would be really mad at us.
Exactly. It's like, keep the trucks out. I'd pay for a bunch of telephone poles to do that too. Sure.
On these culverts and ditches, does that mean you got to do those before you do the chip seal? Or is that just information that they need to be done?
Best case scenario, we get it all done before the chip seal gets on there so that we don't have to put heavy equipment on the chip seal. So that is the goal, is to get it all done before the project's done, yeah. Yeah, Ed, sorry, you had...
Yeah, are they gonna make sure do a density test on the road after they prep them before they chip seal them?
Yeah, we talked about a density test and a charge test.
Like before, a lot of it's, you see the sides of the roads breaking down, the chip seal you got out there now. Oh. It's been laid down.
Okay, barely. I mean, you're talking about 40 square feet out of 3.25 miles.
Yes.
It's not a lot.
One go,
so. Huh?
It still wind up breaking down, though. That's what
I understand.
To make sure, we're going to have that density test.
I agree. And we did talk to him about that. And like I said, about a charge test, because if you have the oil, I don't remember which way it was. The oil is either negatively charged because the rock is positively charged to get them to stick together, or the oil is positive, the rock's negative, one of the two. And they actually have a test for that to make sure that they're not repelling each other as they go. Gail?
So we're only going to do 1.5 miles.
1.75.
Where do you get the other quarter at?
From Prairie Creek to the far side of that S-curve.
That's not a half mile. That's not a mile. What are you calling it?
Three quarter. Yeah.
Well, you got to measure to me.
What?
You have to measure. But
well, you got the north and south jog that adds to it a little bit.
Oh, you're going on to Friends Road down there. Okay.
No.
Where you're talking about ending is Friends Road.
It is. Actually.
Just like the east end is Clausen. It makes no sense. The road will never change. It should have been 170th all the way through.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, they run.
I've campaigned for 25, 30 years that 180th should have been taken over by the county and paved all the way through to benefit both townships.
That's your artery argument there, too.
Okay, now I'm campaigning for the church.
I agree.
It needs to be done to the church, because go out there on Sunday morning when it's dustier in the Dickens, and then poor people coming out there in the cars, they don't like that.
I understand.
And
I understand.
We took over that mile, I guess, to hopefully benefit the people, and we're not doing it. It's a mess out there from Hillwood to Meadowlark. Why isn't it in there to get it done?
To get a chip seal?
Yes.
It came down to numbers and dollars. I mean,
last year we done 3 miles before?
2 years ago.
And just doing two. Where's the other mile at?
The extra funds for that 3.25 mile came out of employee turnover at the time, which creates less wages, less rock, less fuel being used. That's how those extra funds came about. We still carried over 100.
Do something for them people at the church.
I understand. And I understand how passionate you are about that, but I'm sorry to say it this way, but the people at the church don't have any more rights than people up on 130th or out on Tewakanee and 140th.
Well,
I mean, it's still the same as far as...
I'm just campaigning for them.
Totally fine.
Another thing to go along with Gail at 180th right here, y'all going out from the edge of the Sunrise Edition at the southern border of our township and go that quarter mile or a third of a mile to the county line for them 19 homes out, I mean 11 or 12 homes out that way, and then swing back and take care of Schiltner down there by the church.
I agree. That's a possibility as well. It is a half mile out there.
But surely, I mean, the car just don't go so far, then poof, they stop. I mean, your traffic counters, I mean, she got, you know.
Totally agree. It comes down to budget, frankly. And that's actually something that we've talked briefly about is putting some hard numbers out there and saying, look, there is more and more talk from the citizens that they'd be willing to put more money up in taxes just to go towards chip seal roads and get these things hard paved. Yeah. And so maybe that's gonna be a hard discussion, or not a hard, a very real discussion that will probably come up, you know, as we go into budget talks.
They can sell the excavator that out there they're not using.
It's going in. It's
the excavator. You
it's going to be cleaning it
outside at the lot there.
Bad.
I mean, you got a lot of equipment sitting out right beside it now. The storm weather coming in. Why is it inside the building?
Well, when we have storm weather coming, then it'll be inside.
But not all of it can fit inside.
I know. That's all in the works too.
But isn't this 180? Go back to what Jay was talking about. Shouldn't it be shared by the township that benefits to the bordering it? Those folks own halfway out there in 180.
Well, I know, but they didn't pay for half of the mile they got.
But they should.
The well, they sure should. They could.
And they should maintain it too. Way it's set up right now, we're going to maintain that.
Our board members, two of them that are here, voted to take on that.
Well, I know, and if I had deep pockets, generous thought, I'd do that too. But I think it's need to revisit it and at least ask them, hey guys, we're going to improve your property. You're going to help us. What's wrong with that discussion?
It's a fair point.
I mean, we've got some township roads out there that are washed out and really need a lot of help.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We got another group coming in. All right. I will call us adjourned at 5:50. Wait a minute. Sorry. Oh, crap. You're right. I forgot. Sorry. man, my head is just... we got to make an official vote. So I will put a motion on the table that this summer we were going to try to chip seal 140th Street from Butler Road to Prairie Creek, that 1 mile, and chip seal 170th from Prairie Creek going east, just past the houses out to Friends Road, roughly 3/4 mile. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Did I forget anything else?
No.
Sorry. All right. 6:00. Thank you.